Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic. This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I'm Rick Mulready, and this is episode number 52, where today is part two of the Facebook Ads Q&A that I started in the previous episode earlier this week. So if you've not yet heard episode number 51, that's part one of this Q&A. Be sure and check back into that episode. Now, as you know, or maybe you don't know, I do these Q&A episodes regularly. So if you have a question that you'd like me to answer in an upcoming episode, just reach out and ask. You can email me support@rickmulready.com. You can tweet me at Rick Mulready. I also have the SpeakPipe app set up over on rickmulready.com. Any of the show notes pages for the Art of Paid Traffic podcast here, you can click on the SpeakPipe app and leave me a voice message with your question. Love getting those. And I'm also on Periscope. So if you are on Periscope or not, or maybe you're thinking about, you keep hearing about it, and maybe you're thinking about getting on Periscope, I'm starting to do impromptu Q&A sessions there on Periscope. So look me up there. Rick Mulready is my Periscope handle, and I'd love to hang out with you live there on Periscope. Now, in today's part two, I'm answering questions about targeting. We talk about how to improve an ads campaign for someone in the veterinary niche. I talk about how to avoid using destination URLs for your Facebook ads that might be considered spam by Facebook. I talk about how to focus your retargeting efforts when you're a service-based business and you have a variety of different services. So how do you leverage your retargeting when people are coming to your website, yet you offer a bunch of different types of services? And then I also talk about how authors can get the most out of their advertising efforts when sending traffic directly to Amazon in hopes that people are going to purchase directly from you. Before we get into the Q&A today, I've got a big announcement for you, though, that I'm really excited about. I'm going to be reopening my flagship Facebook ads training course, the FB Advantage Automated Facebook Ads Made Simple, very soon. And I'm going to be giving away a scholarship to the course. So if you're interested in winning that scholarship to the training course, all you have to do to be eligible is to leave a rating and review for this here podcast, The Art of Paid Traffic, over on iTunes by August 21st. So depending on when you're listening to this episode, you have a little time to do that. So just leave a quick rating and review for the show over on iTunes by August 21st, and you'll be eligible to win. If you've already left a rating and review for the show, thank you so much for doing that. You're going to be eligible already, so not to worry there. I'm going to be choosing a winner at random and announcing it here on the show the week of August 24th. So again, if you're interested in winning a scholarship to my flagship Facebook ads training course, the FB Advantage, which I'm going to be reopening very soon, just leave a quick rating and review for the show over on iTunes and by August 21st. I'm going to be choosing a winner at random and announcing it here on the show the week of August 24th. And not to worry, if you've already left a rating review, you too will be eligible. Really excited about that. All right, let's jump into the Q&A today, shall we? All right, the first question comes from Brad Haven, who runs the website called usedvetequipment.com. So they, just like it sounds, they sell equipment to veterinarians. And Brad tells me that he's been using some Facebook ads to get people to his site, but he wanted some suggestions for how he might improve those efforts. Well, Brad, I took a look at your site, and the first thing that I noticed was is that you're not using a retargeting pixel. So you've not pixeled your website with the custom audience or the retargeting pixel. That is number one. I would definitely be getting that pixel in place and then setting up those audiences for people who are coming to your website so you can turn around and retarget those people on Facebook, okay? Now, speaking of targeting, I'd test different things here. You can use job titles, and I actually did a quick test here to look at it. So you can, under more demographics, you can choose work, and then you can select by job titles and start typing in veterinarian. So you can reach veterinarian, you can reach, they say veterinarian, parentheses vet, veterinary assistants, veterinary surgeons, veterinary technicians, vet techs, they call them. So you can reach those people who are your exact target customer using the more demographics, the work option, and then job titles, okay? You can also, I would also test it out using interest targeting. So again, if you start typing in veterinarian in there or veterinary, you can target, I'm looking at it right here actually, veterinary medicine, veterinary physician, American Veterinary Medical Association, veterinary school. So there's different options there for you to target, and that sounds like your exact target audience since you're trying to reach vets, since you're selling to them, okay? And as far as objective goes, we talked about objective in a previous question here. I personally would initially test using clicks to website as your objective. So you want to be driving traffic to your website. Again, you want to make sure you have that retargeting pixel in place, your audience is set up, so that you're building those retargeting audiences. And also, make sure you have a conversion tracking pixel set up on your thank you page, so the page that somebody lands on after they purchase from you. You want to make sure that you have a conversion tracking pixel set up on that page so that you can track that also within your ads. You can still track conversions even when you choose an objective like clicks to website. So I would make sure that you have that in place. And the last suggestion I have for you, Brad, is I know you have a box on your page for the email opt-in. And so two things there. I would change that. I'd get the opt-in form right on your homepage there. So rather than having somebody click and then go to a separate page, I'd get it right there on the page. I would test that out. The other thing too is I noticed your opt-in form is really long. Like you ask a bunch of different questions of people. I would try to shorten that up. Maybe a name. Are you a vet? I noticed you asked that question, and then their email address, and that's it. I would test that out. So hope that helps, Brad. All right, the next question comes from Dr. Jenna Arts. What's up, Jenna? And her question is about targeting. She says, both her email list and Facebook fans are under 1,000 each. Who should I first target with my Facebook ads? My email list, my Facebook fans, a lookalike audience, or another page's fans? Great question here, Jenna. And I'm actually going to be creating a tutorial on this over on my site as well coming up here. But what I would recommend doing is always try and target, I mean, I shouldn't say always, but depending on what your goal of your campaign is, I'd recommend starting with the warmest traffic first. So the warmest traffic first is going to be your email list. And if you have a website, I'm not sure if you do, Jenna, I'd be having that retargeting audience set up if you do. Okay. So I'd be targeting your email list and the retargeting audiences first. And then I'd move to the Facebook fans, because that is the sort of the next level, quote unquote, of your warm traffic, okay? And then I'd be creating lookalike audiences out of your email list, out of your retargeting audiences, depending on the size, your Facebook fans. Now, again, I'm assuming that your Facebook fans are targeted, so you didn't buy those and, you know, they're legitimate targeted Facebook fans. So I'd create a lookalike audience out of your Facebook fans. And then after you've done that, so we've covered your email list, your retargeting audience, and your Facebook fans. So that's the warmest traffic that you have. And then your next level of warmth, if you will, is the lookalike audiences out of each of those. And then I would look to do interest targeting from there. So then you would look at targeting other Facebook pages that are relevant to your niche. Maybe it's a competitor, maybe as other people in your space. So start off with the warmest traffic first, depending on what your goal is here, and then move towards the colder traffic from there. All right. Great question there, Dr. Jenna. All right. The next question comes from Arnold Flores, and Arnold wants to know about sending traffic to a lead page's landing page. And his question is coming from, he's heard me talk about before, where if you send your Facebook ads to the lead page's URL, so if you create a landing page in lead pages, you save it, you publish it, and then it gives you the lead page's URL. So for me, it would be like rickmulready.leadpages.net/whatever, okay? Well, what was going on for a long time, and I have not heard differently, meaning I it's still happening, they've not fixed this situation yet, is Facebook is seeing that lead pages landing page URL as a spam URL. And you can always test this just down for you Chrome users out there, just download the Chrome extension Web of Trust. They call it WOT. And that will just, and that'll just sit in your extensions bar there in Chrome. And for every landing page, for every URL that you go to, it'll tell you, it'll give you the status of that page. So it'll tell you if it's spam or if it's a safe page or if it's like, I forget what they call it, uncategorized or something like that. So to my knowledge, yes, there's still an issue with the lead page's landing page URL. So you don't want to be using that page. Now, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be using lead pages because it's a great tool to create your landing pages. So what I would recommend instead is go ahead and create your landing page in lead pages. And then in your WordPress site, simply download the lead pages plugin, totally free. And then when you add a new lead page, that's one of the options that you can do, you add new. And so then I'm actually looking at it right here on my screen. The prompt will come up. It says configure your lead page. And then it'll say lead page to display. And it'll give you a dropdown of all your lead pages. So you simply select the one that you've just created in lead pages. And then the next option here is custom URL. So this is what you want to use. So for example, if I create a webinar registration page, instead of having that be the lead pages URL that I want to be using in my Facebook ad, I can create a custom URL for that and call it rickmulready.com/webinar. So that would redirect directly to that lead pages landing page, okay? So download the lead pages plugin, totally free for your WordPress site. Go ahead and create the page in lead pages just like you normally would. Save it there, and then come back into your plugin here and create a custom URL out of that page that you have just created in lead pages, and use that custom URL as your landing page, as your destination URL in your Facebook ad. So I hope that helps, Arnold. Really, really good question. The next question comes from Tom Luke, and Tom asks, when you do retargeting from your website and you offer multiple services like digital marketing services, web design, logo design, SEO, Facebook advertising, should you just do your top revenue producer first or test many different options? So this is such a great question here because so many people fall into what we're talking about here. And here's what I recommend. And it really comes down to, you know, do you have one services page on your website that talks about all of your services, or do you have different pages on your website, you know, one for digital marketing services, one for web design, one for SEO, and one for Facebook ads, et cetera. So that's the first question that I would want to know. But let's just assume that it's the sort of the more difficult one where everything is on one page. So you want to make sure that that page is pixeled. So you're building a retargeting audience of traffic who are coming to check out your services. And then what? And if they don't purchase from you, A couple of different strategies there. So just to answer your question directly, Tom, when you say, should you just do your top revenue producer first or test many options? Well, it's going to depend on your target audience as well. And it sounds like you'd probably be targeting the same target audience for each of these services, maybe small businesses that might need digital marketing services or web design and logo design and so forth. So it's not a case where you're going to have many different types of target groups. You're going to have one target group for all of your services. So I would kind of focus, yes, I'd start off with your top revenue producer. Let's go with an 80-20 here and focus on your biggest producer and then see how that does. And then start testing some of the other services to your target audience here to see how they do. Now, one suggestion I have for you, and this I've seen this work really, really well, is to use a video ad. So retarget the people who have come to that page, your services page, with a video ad that contains, and you'd have to be in a place where you have these already, but the video ad contains short testimonial clips from your clients. So if you've been able to start to build up some video testimonials of some of your clients, you can put together a very simple Facebook video ad that shows these testimonials. So then you can turn around and target the people who have visited your services page and not yet bought from you with that video ad showing testimonials, and so they can hear testimonials from current, existing or past clients. That's a great strategy because, you know, those testimonials are very often just, those people are just like the people who are checking out your marketing services page there. So it's a great strategy. But yes, I would focus on, to start off, that top revenue producer, whichever one of those services is your best revenue producing product, and then seeing how that does, and then starting to sprinkle in testing other different options like SEO or logo design and so forth to see how those do. So that's how I'd approach retargeting with your service-based business when you have multiple services on your website. Good question, Tom. All right, the next question comes from Jen Stark. Hey, Jen. Jen wants to know, she says, although I encourage authors who have asked me for advice to use Facebook advertising to build their email mailing list versus driving direct sales, in the event that they do want to use Facebook advertising to drive folks to Amazon for a potential purchase, for example, do you have any suggestions for best practices that you're seeing work right now? For instance, minimum value amount for the item being purchased should be substantially more than the target CPC, duration of the ad campaign being a specific length, etc. So a couple different questions here. So the first part of this, Jen, is I like testing out driving your traffic to directly to your Amazon page, or if you're giving that advice to some other authors that are asking you about that. So the first thing that you want to do there, you're not able to use website conversions as your objective because you're not able to place a conversion tracking pixel on Amazon. So you're just going to have to be focusing on driving website clicks as your objective. I'm assuming that you have some sort of affiliate link or a referral link that you can use for your Amazon pages where your books are. So I'd be using those referral links as your destination URLs so that you can be tracking the sales that way on Amazon. So you're going to be running blind a little bit while you're driving traffic there, and then there's going to be you have to go into Amazon and check. And I'm honestly not sure how that works, but as an author, I'm sure that you do, so that you're able to go into Amazon and then review the stats from your referral links. Now, as far as answering your question directly, you know, is there a minimum value amount of the book for the item being purchased, compared to what your target CPC is? And it's really going to come down to doing some calculations. You're just going to have to test this out to see how well your ads are doing, because you can get what your CPC is automatically directly from Facebook, obviously. But, you know, the real stat there, or the real reporting that is most important to you, is going to be how much money that you're spending versus how many sales you're getting on the back end there in Amazon. So I'd be running some small tests to see how that works for you. And this type of campaign generally is going to work best when this is warmer traffic. So if you have an opt-in first where you're building your email list, you're giving something away, maybe it's, I don't know, an interview with you, maybe it's an extra bonus chapter, something like that. Maybe it's a whole free book that you've given away. You know, get that relationship going with those people who have opted into your email list, and then you can retarget those people who are now on your email list and send them directly to your Amazon page. So a couple of different strategies there that I would test out, but I wouldn't be afraid at all to drive people directly to your Amazon page for a potential purchase. It's just going to come down to kind of testing some different things out. Really, really good question, Jen. Thanks. All right, that is part two of the Facebook Ads Q&A that we started earlier this week. Hope these answers were helpful for you. Now, if you're listening to these episodes about Facebook ads, I'm assuming that you're either already using Facebook ads in your business or that you'd like to be using them. And as you know, I talk a lot about here on the show, Facebook advertising is hands down the easiest and most effective advertising platform available in the space today. They're one of the fastest and most effective ways to quickly scale a growing business. I mean, they allow you to grow your business with clarity and certainty. And for that reason, I want to invite you to a live webinar training that I'm going to be doing at the end of August that's all about how to create a profitable Facebook ad system for your business that gets leads and sales on autopilot. It's all about creating that system with your ads and letting them do the work for your business. Now, I'm going to be talking about a proven system for automating Facebook ads that result in profitable leads and sales every day. And I'm going to show you how to do that in 7 simple steps. So just go to rickmulready.com/live training to reserve your free spot for the training, which again, is going to be coming up in late August. Now, this training is for you if you're struggling with or worried about where next lead or sale is coming from and would love to create certainty in your business. Or maybe you're frustrated because you've reached a plateau in your business and you really want to kick things into high gear, kick growth into high gear and scale your business. Or maybe you've tried Facebook advertising before, but your ads didn't work like you'd hoped. Yet you know that spending a little money on paid traffic these days allows you to grow and scale your business with clarity and certainty. So again, if you'd like to join me on this live training coming up in late August, we'd love to have you there. We're going to be talking about how to create a profitable Facebook ad system that gets leads and sales on autopilot. Just go to rickmulready.com/live training and definitely look forward to talking with you during that webinar. All right, that's all for today's show. Coming up in the next episode, I've got a unique one for you. This is something that I have not done yet, but I thought it was really cool, and I'm going to give it a try in the next episode. So we'll leave it at that. That's coming up in episode number 53. Until then, though, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.